hello.
Hi, Kitty.
Yes.
Hey, Kitty, how you doing? This is Joey from Local Splash. How you doing today?
Fine, how are you?
I'm doing very well. I wanted to, it's not easy for me to text because it's like a system that I use, so going back and forth and being on the phone, I was like, you know what, let me get to call her real quick just to kind of find out what's going on. So, all right, you sent me a message saying that you did, so did you want to do it or you didn't want to do it?
I do want to do it.
Oh, nice. Congratulations. Okay. Yeah. Let me just double check. Let me just make sure we haven't closed that position in your area. And we should be good. Which one did you want to do? Did you want to do the 199 or the 249?
The 249.
Yeah. Honestly, when I started thinking about it more, you know, when you're in the position that you're in right now, where you're kind of like, I need some work, because it takes a little bit of time. If you're not running the Facebook ads, you know, it may not be as immediate as you want it. You know what I mean? Like, it's probably one of the best programs that are out there, getting you on Google and finding you work and being consistent. Trust me, it's just not good for if you need a job tomorrow, right? Because it takes at least that 30 days. So, yeah, I agree with that decision for sure.
You know, I do have a business page on Facebook, but I don't do anything with it.
No, that's okay. That's actually perfect. So as long as you have a business page, we'll take over from there. We'll optimize it for you. We'll do the actual paid advertisements on there for you as well. We'll do all that for you. So, yeah, I'm just looking, and you're in Tucson.
Yes.
So for right now, it does not look like there's any. It doesn't look like anybody's taken that spot yet. So, I mean, if you want it, it's yours. I know I just called you out of the blue, but if you have like 5 minutes, I can finish this up for you and get the position closed.
Yeah.
Is that all right?
Yep, I have time for you.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. All right, cool. Let's do that then. So, a few things to get right here for your Google Business profile. Your first name, is it Kitty, K-I-T-T-Y? Is it short for something?
It's short for Catherine, but I don't go by Catherine, so I don't even recognize the name, really.
I got you. That's okay. This is just for legal purposes. I'll call you Kitty moving forward still, but Catherine is your legal name then, right?
And that's K-A-T-H-R-Y-N.
Oh, thank you. R-Y-N. Perfect. And your last name, Kitty?
It's Reeser, R-E-A. S-E-R.
Perfect. And what's a good email address for you?
It is flowermaker, FLOWERMAKER, at CUTEY.com. You know what? I actually have just put it at that right now, because I do have a Proud House Cleaning email.
Okay.
But I don't know exactly what it is because I haven't used it, but we can change that at some certain time, right? Or no?
Sure. So I just want to make sure, because once we're done closing the listing and paying it, you're going to get an email with everything that we kind of talked about, and then you're also going to get a receipt. So as long as you can receive emails there right now, that's perfect. And if you want to change it later, that's fine too.
Yeah. The flower baker is the one that I always use, but if I'm going to doing this advertising, I need to start using the other one. So, problem.
Okay. Yep, this works for us. Okay, cool. And the phone number you want to be found for is the 520-205-1072, right?
Correct.
Okay. And the address we have here, it's 14540 North Twin Lakes Drive, Tucson, Arizona, 85739. Is that correct?
Correct. Now, is that's not going to be listed, is it? Because I don't really want people coming in the house.
Yeah, I agree. If it's your home address, we can hide the listing on Google so no one can see it. If you want us to show it, we can show it too. But most people, they do like to hide their personal address, so we can hide it for you.
It is my personal address, so I'd rather kind of keep it away.
Yeah. You don't want no random dude showing up to your house.
Yeah, not really.
Yeah, no, I agree 100%. Okay, so we're good there. Now, as far as what you want us to start doing your marketing for, what do you want to be found for? Obviously, I know you do cleaning, so you do house cleaning. Like, what other services? Do you offer any other services?
I do carpet cleaning. I do windows. I do grout and tile cleaning. I do automobile detailing. I do pet sitting. I do house sitting.
House. All right. So you do carpet, windows, tile, carpet, windows, tiles. You do pet sitting, house sitting. You say you do auto detailing?
Correct.
Okay, what else?
I can do power washing. I can do, you know,
okay.
I've garages. I've, you know, whatever it takes to do the bill. I do small maintenance, you know, like if I clean someone's house on a regular basis, I'll make sure that their filters are done. So, you know, minor maintenance and, you know, I'll change their light bulbs and.
Yeah, I got it. Okay. Yep.
I have elderly clients that I just don't want them up on ladders and stuff. I try to look out for them.
Yeah. Yep. I like to say, if they don't have a husband in the house, that's the jobs that you'll do. Like those little knick-knack, change the light bulb, you know what I mean? Reach tall places and grab, you know, clean this and that. Yeah, I got it.
Yep.
Perfect. Okay, cool. So I'll put all those and we'll list that. And if you come up with more jobs and services that you do, let us know. You could choose up to 15 of them. So we got a couple of them here so far, which is great. But, yeah, we can work off of that. And then as far as you're not doing any marketing right now, right?
No, just word of mouth and what's on my car.
Word of mouth and what's on your car. Okay, perfect. Let's see here. Okay, so we'll close the listing today, but you're going to spend about 30 to 45 minutes. It's a phone interview that our team is going to do with you. And their job is to really go over all the heavy lifting. They're going to get all the nuts and bolts done for you. So they'll dive into your Google business profile. They'll dive into the look and feel of your website, and then they'll dive into your Facebook business page as well. It takes about 30 to 45 minutes for them to go through all that. And then obviously any additional questions specifically, you know, they'll be the people that you want to ask. But as far as meeting with them, today's a little bit later in the day, so maybe not today, but tomorrow I believe we have some time. Are you free a little later tomorrow, like later in the afternoon?
Let me look at my schedule real quick.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you want to take a look at your schedule, we have anything from 11 a.m. down to 6 p.m.
They can call me anytime because I will be in a house. Oh, wait a minute. I'm about to lie to you. Never mind.
that's okay.
I will be available from 2 o'clock my time on. If that
okay, so 2 o'clock your time. So that could do.
That would be 1 o'clock your time.
That would be 1
right.
o'clock, yeah. So, okay, is later better? So do you want to do 3 o'clock your time?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, that's fine for us too, actually. So I'm going to put you in here, and you're going to receive an email address like I mentioned to you earlier. So you'll get an email address about the meeting tomorrow. That'd be 3 o'clock your time. So that's perfect. Okay.
Will that be a phone call?
It'll be a phone call. Yeah. You don't have to dress up too impressed or anything. It's just a phone call.
Cool. Okay.
All right. okay. So do you want, are you currently licensed and insured, or you just have a license, or you just have insurance, or?
You don't have to have a license here to do.
What you're doing. Okay. Perfect.
I do have personal insurance.
Perfect. Okay. And Facebook business page. You do have one. And I'm going to try to find
on
it.
On Facebook. I don't have a website.
Okay,
just
you don't have a
Facebook.
Website. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just a Facebook page, right?
Right.
Yeah, let me see if I can find out. Yeah, we're gonna build you the website. So that's no problem. I just wanted to see. Let's see if I can find you on Facebook really quick. I think this is it.
It'll have a picture of a yellow car, probably.
Yeah, so I found one that's actually not yours. It's there's a Proud House Cleaning out there, but yours is Proud House Cleaning Plus, right?
Correct.
Picture of is it a yellow? Yeah, this is you.
A yellow.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, nice. Is that a Nissan Juke?
Uh huh. I love it. It's my favorite car.
I was gonna say, how do you like it? My friend ended up buying a Camaro. And it snows a lot where he's at, so he ended up getting rid of it immediately. And I only know this because the very next car he got was a Juke. It was the first time I actually seen it when they first came out, and I got to sit inside of it, and I was like, man, this is a nice car.
I love my Juke. I also have a Nissan 370Z, and
love
my
Juke. Yeah, the 370Z is definitely more sporty than the Juke, but the Juke is probably more overall, right? Probably a lot better, comfortable, drives. I know it drives nice.
Yep, I love my Juke.
Nice, cool. Okay, yeah, I got the Facebook page, so we're all set there. Now, when you go to somebody's house, right, and you go to accept payment off of them, what do you, how do you accept it? Is it cash? Is it check? Is it Venmo, Zelle?
Zelle, I do Zelle. I can go back to credit cards if I need to, because I do have a Square account. Cash, check. I prefer check and, you know, them just deposit it into my bank.
Right.
Because cash, I give it to my husband and just have him deposit. I hate going to the bank.
I know. And you probably have to go to, you know, depending on your jobs, quite often they're doing cash and stuff like that or a check. So, yeah, it's probably annoying. Okay, yeah, we'll get you for cash, check, Zelle, credit card, debit card. You do anything else? That's about it.
That's about it.
All right, perfect. And you want to be found for... how far of a distance do you want to travel? We can go up to 50 miles on this plan. So you do about a 50-mile radius if you wanted to. Or under.
I don't really want to travel too far, but I don't want to be picky. You know what I'm saying? I need work.
Okay.
So
30
miles?
I would say keep the 50.
Okay.
If you want, we could do it lower, but if you start noticing it's a little too far, then you could give us a call. We could shorten it up, but at least you'll be getting some work.
Right. Exactly.
And then you know what I mean? Then you could kind of determine like, hey, look, we're getting work. Thanks, guys, but I don't want to drive all over. And then we'll shorten up that radius for you. So that's no problem. Okay. So. All right, so we're all set there. Okay, so now when it comes to closing the listing out, the address that you gave, is it the same address as the card you're going to use? This is going to be Google advertisements, so this is going to be a tax write-off for your business. Just keep that in mind. Okay. So if you have a business card you typically use, we recommend using that because it keeps it all in order. But, yeah, any debit or credit card would do. So is the address the same?
Yes.
It is. Okay, perfect. And I'm going to get the number now. I'm going to read you off a voice verification. And once I'm done reading that off and we agree to it, then I'll charge you the $249 today. And then there's some other things I'll have you take a look at as well. Okay, so we're about 2 minutes done. Okay?
No problem.
Okay, perfect. All right, so Kitty, whenever you're ready, is it a Master Visa Discover?
It is a Visa. You ready for the number?
I am ready for the number. Yep, go ahead.
It is 4342-5610-7675-1056.
Okay. And go ahead with the expiration.
It is 02 of 26.
Okay. All right.
You need my number?
Yes, 3 digits on the back, please. Yep.
084.
Okay, perfect. And is it the is it your name on the front of the card? Is it your business name? Is it
It's my name, Catherine Reeser.
Catherine, yep, got it. Okay, perfect. So we're all set there. All right.
At a later date too, because I do have a business account, but it got compromised.
Okay.
So it's kind of like they compromised me for quite a bit too. But anyway, I'm just waiting for the bank to reverse things, and so I can change that credit card number too.
You can, yeah. Don't stress too much about it. So we'll keep this on file. You'll have a full 30 days. I'll explain to you when your billing cycle is basically going to be the 15th of every month. So you could just let us know at any point. We'll change it for you and update it. That's no problem.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, beautiful. All right, and you get a security question here with our company. There's three of them. You get to choose one, so you just let me know which one you want, okay? So we got mother's maiden name, city you were born in, and your first pet's name. Which one do you want?
The city I was born in.
Okay, and if you can say it and then spell it for me.
It's Saugerties, New York, Saugerties.
All right, perfect. Oh, so you were born in
Saugerties, New York.
It's just going to be the name. So, are you saying Saugerties, right?
Saugerties, yeah.
Saugerties. Okay. So you were born and raised in New York, or how long you lived in New York for?
I lived there till I was 9. My father worked for IBM, so we moved
when
I was 9 to North Carolina. I call North Carolina my home, but New York is where I was born.
New York is everyone. Okay, got it. Got it. Okay, yeah, I was very familiar with IBM, probably back in the day around your dad working there. It's probably when it was, like, really popular. It was, like, one of the first big tech giants out there.
Yep, everybody I went to school with, we all moved from, you know, up northeastern part of the United States down to either North Carolina, where I was at, or California, so...
Yeah.
My dad had his business, and I'm glad he picked North Carolina.
Yeah. I went to go visit North Carolina once, and I was there for about a week, and it was very nice. I actually enjoyed being in North Carolina. It was better than when I was born. I was born and raised in Jersey, so it was a little rough living in Jersey.
Well, it's got a little bit of everything. Mountains, beach, you know, everything.
Mm-hmm. The weather's not too crazy either, you know. Yeah, Arizona, you probably got to deal with the tremendous heat.
Tremendous heat, and then we have the monsoon season. You know, so.
Yeah, monsoons. I can't even.
20 years to get used to it, and I just, you know.
Still getting used to it. Yeah, exactly. All right, Kitty. So what I'm going to do here is, I was actually locking you in at that $249. I don't know if I mentioned this earlier, but the discounts that I'm applying here, there is a $99 setup fee that we're typically charging, that's been waived. So I'm not charging you that. And it's usually about $4 or $5.99 a month, depending on the location and area. And we're bringing it down to $249. So that's always going to stay the same. So I'm just going to read you off a voice verification. We're going to get you locked in. Once this goes green and we're able to close the listing out, you're going to get an email and a text message, and we'll take it from there. But let me read you off the voice verification first. If you have any questions while I'm reading this off, just obviously stop. Let me know. I'll be happy to kind of reiterate that for you. But this is basically just repeating everything we went over and kind of just outlining everything again for you, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, perfect. So here we go. Katie, thank you, and welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Proud House Cleaning Plus.
And please state your name and title within the business.
Catherine Reeser, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes, I am.
All right. And you're an authorized user on the billing on this account, correct?
Correct.
All right. And Kitty, in order to get the results as fast as possible, we want to make sure that you're obviously actively involved in your campaign. So this is going to be a partnership between the both of us. The sooner you answer us, like anytime we call, not saying to drop anything, you know, obviously you have a life, but you know, anytime we call is always a good thing. It's always just kind of move the needle forward. So if we do call and you are able to answer, we're going to make sure that we're providing you with that security question, that we've already discussed, and that's for your protection, to make sure you know that you're talking to us. Because once you're listed on that first page of Google, people are going to come up the woodworks thinking that they're us, and we want to make sure that you're not giving out any information to another company that's not us, right? So that's basically going to be here for protection, okay? And I'm going to send you a text message that has our direct phone number on it. I might have already done that. I'll double check, but I'll definitely make sure I send it out to you. It's this 877 number. Do you at least agree to be responsive to phone calls or texts from Local Slash?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, beautiful. And in hiring Local Slash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
What does that mean?
Great question. So all that means is this. We're going to handle Google, your website, and Facebook advertisements. Let's just say you end up talking to somebody else, and they also want to do your Google, and you hire somebody else. All we're asking is that you just let us know, so we're not stepping on each other's toes, because two people doing the same thing actually might hurt you rather than help you. So we're just asking that you just tell us so we can make sure. That's all.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. All right. Any other questions about it?
Nope.
Beautiful. Okay. So, and again, to repeat, so your payment, that'd be today. That'd be 1/15 of 2024 in the amount of $249. Your second payment is going to be completed the 15th of every month. So February 15th, March 15th, so on and so forth in the amount of $249. And now you also may discontinue. Uh-huh.
Can we make it the 16th?
Yeah, so once we close the listing and it's good next month, if you want to give me a call, we'll talk to the team and see if we could just move it up one additional day, and it'd be the 16th.
Okay. I mean, the 15th's fine, but 16th is better.
16th is better? Okay. Yeah, I mean, yeah, we're happy to work with you. So once we get you in at least the 15th next month, you give us a call, we should be able to push it up a single day. And then continue as such. But regardless, let's say it's the 15th or the 16th, it is just continuously repeat on that day that we stayed, okay?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. All right, and as I was mentioning, you may discontinue your agreement at any time. All you have to do is contact customer support. It's the same 877 number I'm going to send to you to make sure that you have that as well. And I'm going to give you my email address. You can text me the way that you were texting me before, so there's plenty of options for you to reach out to me. If you ever do want to cancel your service, let's say you're even like 6-7 months in, and let's just say you end up getting too much work and you want to pause the listing, we do have an option to pause as well. So give us a call. We'll pause it. We won't charge you the $249. Obviously, we won't do the marketing for you. But then, you know, once you want us to do the marketing again, we hit play. You still keep the listing. We get the ball rolling with that as well then, okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right, perfect. And do you understand and agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
All right, perfect. So I'm going to go ahead and process this now. And as soon as this goes through, you're going to get an email and a text. Are you driving right now? Are you kind of stationary where you can look at your phone?
I'm stationary.
Okay, perfect. Okay, yeah. Because sometimes I talk to people and they're driving and they don't tell me, and I'm like, yeah, take a look at your phone and open up the text, and they're like, okay, hold on, I'm driving. I'm like, no, don't do that. When you're driving, we could do it a little later. So, all right. You're gonna get a text message here shortly. Give it about 30 seconds. As soon as you do, just let me know. There's gonna be some terms and conditions that's sent to you. I'm gonna stay on the phone with you here. Just to make sure, Kitty, that everything goes through, make sure if you have any other additional questions or concerns, and I'm also going to lock you in as well, let's see here.
Okay, I just got a text message email from my bank saying it was taken out. Oh, here we
perfect.
Go.
Yeah, it went green on my side, so yeah, you're definitely good to go on our side. I just want to make sure that you got everything on your side as well.
I got the text message from you also.
Oh, you got the text message as well.
Yep. So am I clicking on that? Yeah.
Yep. Go ahead and click on that. Once you do, it's going to take you to a screen where it has your terms and conditions. Just start at the top, work your way. Take your time. You don't get a rush. But as soon as you're done reading through it all the way at the bottom, you'll be able to type in your name and hit check boxes to sign it. Once it signs, you know you did it correct, because as soon as you get to a screen where you have to log in, like a username and password, we could just pause it right there, because that is what the team is going to go over with you tomorrow.
Okay.
So let me know when you're done with all that.
Name, and I hit confirm signature.
Yep, exactly.
Okay, now it's that, and we're just going to leave it right here, right?
Yep,
username
exactly.
And password?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep, you can leave it right there. Yeah, username and password, yeah, don't worry about that. So, like, I don't know if you remember, but, you know, we're going to make sure that, like, everything we're doing, it's trackable. So that login that you see there, that's your account manager, you'll be able to log in there. It's a little dashboard. It has everything right there on the front screen. You'll be able to see how many people are viewing your profile, how many people are clicking on it, where they're calling you from, how you get into services, the whole nine yards. So you'll be able to see everything that we're doing. So there's going to be a lot of work that we're going to have to do to kind of get your business off the ground. One is obviously going to be the Google listing and everything. So tomorrow at 3 o'clock your time.
Right.
Yeah. 3 o'clock your time. You'll be all set.
Okay.
You also got some emails that kind of confirms everything, has your receipt on there too. So just keep that. Remember, it's a tax write-off. So every single month, you know, you want to make sure that you're saving this stuff, because you can write it off at the end of the year then. All right.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. And, I think that's probably it. I think that's it. I think we covered just about everything. Do you have any other questions so far?
Nope, not so far.
Okay. Hey, congratulations, though. It's not I'll be honest with you, it's not common that somebody calls back and they're like, hey, I want the position, and it's available. Usually they wait a while and we have to call them back. You know, they call us like 2 days later and we're like, nah, man, that's been filled. So the fact that you reached out and you're like, I want to do it, I was like, oh, man, I hope it's good. Yeah, so that's super exciting. I mean, we're definitely going to show you that we're not like anybody else. We have a white glove service here. So we are going to make sure that we dot our I's, cross our T's, get everything squared away for you. So, I'm going to send you a text message that has my information too, to make sure you have it. So even though I'm not the one that's actually doing like the work, you know, I still want to make sure that you have my information. That way, even if you want to just talk to me and talk to me about some marketing efforts that you're doing or anything to help you out, I got a bunch of stuff that I can do. Even like emails, you can copy and paste and send to clients and stuff like that to help you out. So you just reach out, let me know, and I'll be happy to help you then, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. You do anything big for the rest of the day, or?
No, I got to go back to a house and put cars back in place and make sure their garage is dry and
perfect. Yeah. Well, yep. Busy, busy, busy. Staying busy. That's good. All right. So you are all set, Kitty. It was an absolute pleasure talking to you again. Thank you for speaking to me and spending some time with me today and, you know, getting all squared away. And you have yourself a great rest of your day then, okay?
Thanks. You also.
No problem. Take care.